swear I recorded it.
No way.
Yes way. There were three people in the stalls in the women's bathroom singing, like, just in a weirdly lovely harmony. And I recorded it. And I think one of them might have been Janet from accounting. She's, like, actually an incredible soprano. And shit, I just think I just recorded us over it. God damn it. Okay, whatever. Just imagine it in your mind's eye.
I am trying, but I've had, I don't know, like 4 or 5 beers. I'm feeling a little fuzzy. I'll picture it tomorrow when I'm no longer in this work Christmas party haze. This one is number, fuck, who cares?
I don't think you can drink outside, technically.
I don't think you can tell me what to do.
Touche. Can I have some?
Yeah, sure. Here. Oh, man.
Well, I have beer in my shoes now.
Same. Hey. Oh.
Oh, hello, Martha and Peter.
Not even close.
You could at least watch where you're walking.
I'm not the one imbibing on a public street. Illegally, I might add.
Well, I'm not imbibing anything anymore.
Probably for the best. Is Miss Sturback here?
No, she no longer works with us.
I see. Well, I was planning to come enjoy a drink myself at this establishment, but I see that its standards have truly declined.
Hey, we are perfectly adequate.
We are some of the best 6 out of 10s you're gonna get. So, look, man, just, I don't wanna deal with this. Let's just call it truth or something because of, I don't know, Christmas spirit? Is that a thing?
Yeah, but I don't think it's public domain anymore.
Oh, God. Does Disney own it? Whatever. It's a licensing nightmare, but fine. Look, dude, if you want to go in there, you can go to the main bar, have an old-fashioned or a Manhattan or something whiskey-forward and overpriced, and we will not bug you.
Yeah. We're not going to go follow you around or anything.
Well, I appreciate the gracious offer, but I think I shall plan to meet with my companion somewhere less pedestrian. Besides, I'm not here to party. I have a huge meeting coming up with some new investors that I need to be in full working order for. Some shiny new builds on the horizon.
Oh, great. Good.
Either of you in the market for a new condo? I'm sure there's a micro option in your price range. You don't need an oven, do you?
Boy, can't wait to see which building you tear down and put a big blue rectangle on top of. Will it be Lee's Palace, or are you just going to manifest your true self in Bulldoze Sick Kids Hospital?
I'll have you know that it will be going up where that ridiculous Beanie Baby Museum is currently located. Truly a waste of space.
Really?
Hey, did you actually go there?
No, but I like the idea that it existed. Anyways, look, listen here.
Nope. We're not doing this. Look, Birdman, just do what you want to do. It's fine.
Hey!
Oh, jeez. Maybe it's not fine.
A little help here?
Yes, I think that's my cue to close this chapter of my evening.
Works for us. Maybe the Christmas spirit will come visit you and teach you some manners.
I have had enough upsetting visitors on my property, thank you.
Expect the first ghost when your phone chimes one.
Shan't. Good night. Belinda? Tim?
Are you even trying?
Happy holidays, Mr. Bird. Jackass. Do you think he was ever, like, a normal guy?
Probably. I'm sure that at some point he had, like, a childhood dog and watched The Simpsons and probably even played soccer in high school. I bet when his team lost, he got his parents to buy the other school and demolish it.
Should we go back in?
Yeah, sure. Hey, what are they playing?
I think it's Living on a Prayer.
Oh, hell yeah, we're going back in. All right, can I buy you a drink?
It's an open bar.
I know.
Okay, let's go in.
Sure.
We'll help here.
Oh, God, right, yeah. Come on.
I've thought about it, but I don't think I'll be able to make it for Christmas morning.
Really?
I'm very busy, is all. I've got several huge deals coming up for new builds, and there's lots of paperwork.
But we told the kids.
I know Andrea would like to see me, but she'll understand.
She's just a kid, Austin.
She's 8. That is old enough to understand. Look, I'm sorry, Beverly. It's no good this year. Okay, I'll come by later on. And if all else fails, I'll stop by on Boxing Day.
Will you be there when Mom calls?
I'll be on the FaceTime call with Mother. Let me know when it is.
I think it's going to be Christmas Day.
Where is she now?
Switzerland.
Why?
She loves to ski.
You think after breaking 6 ribs last year, she'd avoid Gestad. But I guess it's an uphill battle to get her off the slopes.
Was that intentional? intentional?
The pun was unintentional. For once.
All right, well, we'll figure this out.
All right, I'll speak to you later.
See you later.
Bye. Note to self, a screen calls for sister's number until paperwork is signed. I'm dealing with enough irate clientele without being guilted into family dinner this year. At the very least, I will say that my wine selection is better at home. Huh? Who's there? Show yourself!
Hey, man. Oh,
what are you doing in here? Get out!
Whoa. Don't worry, I'm not here to do anything untoward. I'm just here to chat.
At 3 a.m.? Get out of my house!
I will, don't worry. But look, I'm here to talk to you because it seems like you're, I don't know how to put this delicately, kind of a jackass.
And you're kind of an intruder. Leave!
No, that's not how this works. Look, I'm not going anywhere, but you are coming with me. It's time you take a look at how you ended up here.
What? I am most certainly not... What the hell was that?
Sorry. I'm kind of new at this. Hey, you got something in your hair.
It's a piece of bone.
Gross.
Why am I covered in dirt? Ugh.
Yeah. Well, Anyways, do you recognize where we are?
No, of course I... Hang on. Yeah, yes, I do. This is my Christmas party. It's 2006.
Is it ever? So many questionable hats.
I was so young and idealistic.
I just want to say thank you so much to everyone for coming through this storm. You all mean the world to me, but I'm sure you'll mean even more if you agree to buy a condo in one of my pre-builds.
It was a good night.
It looks fun. You seem happier.
It was. It was a different time. Oh, no.
What?
It's my ex-wife, Isabel.
Ooh. Is it? Oh, man. My bad. I didn't mean to get that real. I kind of thought we'd end up seeing, like, your high school girlfriend or something.
She was my high school girlfriend.
Oh, jeez.
We went to a prom together, and she was my first love. We weren't married at this time, but we soon would be.
Wow. Wow. You two are really going at it over there. You were aware that other people could also see you at this party?
Yes, I know.
Wow. Anyway, so, what happened? When did the love fizzle out?
8 years ago. My business was going places. I had made a name for myself. I was too busy. We never saw each other. She didn't understand the sacrifices I was making for her, for us.
That can put a lot of strain on a relationship.
I gave her everything.
But what did she want?
She wanted... time. Time I didn't have because I was building my empire.
And here we are.
Yes, I tried. I really did. I missed some things. I missed a lot of Christmases.
The holidays are important. You know that.
I wasn't there for her 30th birthday.
Oh, okay. Bad move on your part.
I also missed her mother's funeral so I could take a client meeting.
Oh, man. You know what? That is cold.
It was a mistake. I know, but it was a very big deal for,
Okay. All right, buddy. I think we've heard enough. You need to go sit down and think about all the things you did.
No. See, I pay a very expensive therapist, so I don't have to do things like that outside of billable hours.
This is where you once were. Who you used to be. You can't forget that.
Yes, but you can only wallow if you allow yourself to.
Look, I didn't bring you here to wallow. I brought you here to learn and to...
What?
Nothing. She looks lovely, by the way. And really happy. So do you.
Enough. I want to go home.
Sure?
Yes, take me back now. I don't want to see any more of this.
Look, you really should... Oh. You know what? Maybe you're right. Come on. The past is more than a pool to float in and wallow. It's a reflecting pond, a well a stream running through a garden you must tend to. If you don't, it can become fetid and overgrown, and you will end up trapped in the dark.
I didn't take you for a philosopher.
I've been known to philosophize here and there.
Well, if you'd like something to ponder, I suggest you start with the meaning of solitude, because I am asking you to leave me alone.
All right. See ya.
Hello? 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 It's a dream. It's just a dream. You just got them on your mind because you ran into them earlier. That's it.
Hello.
Oh, God, it's you.
It's me.
What? Are you here now to espouse more things from my past? Huh? Do you want to comment on my parents' divorce or troubles in high school or about the time I was attacked by a bunch of angry geese, thus giving me a fear of my own name, which was debilitating until I was able to turn my life around and use it as a source of strength and punnery?
What? No. Hang on, is that true? You know what? No, we don't have time for this. No, I'm not here to comment on your sad and frankly bizarre childhood. I'm here to talk to you about who you are now and how that affects things. I am all about the present.
You are aware that I can just look around and see how things are being affected by who I am. I'm right here. See, I'm in my lovely bedroom, and previously I was sleeping quite well until you fools started barging into my private sanctuary.
First of all, I didn't barge in, I manifested. And second, look, it's not just about what's directly in front of your face. It's about how it affects others, too. Come here, take my hand.
No, thank you.
Look, you have to, or else I'm just gonna grab your arm and yank, and it'll be worse for both of us.
Fine. I will say that you have very soft hands.
Thank you. I just got a manicure. It's a bit of a Christmas miracle.
Ugh, where are we?
I don't actually know. I think we're at a Firkin or something. I think. Is it? I might be King Street. Yeah, we're on King West.
And why are we here? I could have at least put a nicer robe on.
Relax, they can't see you. Watch. Hey, buddy, can I bum a cig?
No, sorry, dude.
Maybe they can see us a little. Whatever. We're here so you can see what you're missing out on when you lock yourself away.
Fine. Is that...
your coworkers? Yes.
I think this is just the interns.
Is it? Look, I don't think I calibrated this thing right, but, nonetheless, can't you see how much fun they're having? It's a lovely night.
Why would I party with the interns? I know for a fact they wouldn't want me.
Fine, fine. Let's just shift to a more appropriate spot. Oh. Oh, no.
Where are we?
This isn't right.
It's freezing, but why am I warm? Why is the air getting warm?
This isn't... No, we have to go. We have to go.
What?
Take my hand now. Just come on.
Hello, my friend.
What is happening? Oh, my good God.
Isn't this a lovely night?
What are you talking about? What happened back there?
Huh? Oh, don't worry about it.
How does one not worry about that? Where were we?
It's unimportant right now. What is important is what's in front of you. Look, what do you see?
I see my sister Beverly and her family. They're sitting in the family room together. My niece Andrea's playing with her dog. I think my nephews are running around in the other room, as they usually are. And Beverly and Robert are watching a movie on the couch. And are they watching Die Hard again?
That's besides the point.
We have this debate every year. As far as I'm concerned, it is not a Christmas movie.
You know what? Like... I agree, but seriously, do you not feel the warmth and the joy and the care in this place? You could be a part of this, but instead you're the one who's choosing to focus entirely on work.
I know, but it's so busy. I have a reputation and a lifestyle to uphold.
Maybe you just need to step back and enjoy the moment for once. You could be here watching Die Hard with them.
I mean, I could be. Although my brother-in-law is incredibly annoying.
What, more than you?
Isn't this my holiday epiphany? Are you allowed to be shitty?
Sorry, it's just... look, just imagine... it's...
what's this?
Oh.
What's in here? It looks like blood. It can't be.
No one's saying it can't.
But why is it here?
Mr. Bird, I'm gonna suggest that you put that down and take my hand one last time.
But my family!
They'll be fine. It's not here for them. They can't even hear it, okay? So just let's go.
Who was that?
You will find out in time. There aren't a lot of answers I can give you right now. I don't even have the ones I need yet.
Now what?
Well, you need to see what the future holds. And I can only let you know about the now. So what lies in wait? What is yet to come?
I don't know.
No one does. It's a blessing and a curse. But you can always guess.
Do you think it'll be any good?
Oh, that's not up to me. It's all on you, dude.
Right. Hello? Anyone?
Hello, Mr. Bird.
Oh, no.
I think it's time we have a little chat.
No, stay back!
What? Aren't you interested in talking to me anymore? The house is still so nice. I've done a lot of work on it. It has good bones, Mr. Bird.
Would you like us to add yours?
Yeah.
You don't believe in home, do you, Mr. Bird? No one likes having their home threatened. Our home is our temple. We protect what is ours. And we won't let you take away the generations of work we've put into it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course you wouldn't. Why don't we talk about spirit? You understand spirit, don't you? I mean, it's Christmas. A house can be home to many spirits. And sometimes, when a house is threatened, those spirits take action. Does one not let the spirit flow through them?
Please, please!
Oh, Mr. Bird, I do love it when you beg.
What do you want?
Don't you want to bring this spirit cheer? Nothing would make me smile more than tasting your blood.
No!
Where am I? What is this?
It's your grave, Mr. Bird. I thought you'd be pleased. This plot is prime real estate.
Please, no!
You shall burn. Your empire will crumble under the eye of fire, and your body will be no more than ash. The day will come. But your night will never end.
Oh, God. Oh, thank God. It was a dream. Oh, it was a dream. It was a dream. Oh, why am I so sweaty? Oh, my phone is no longer working. That's just what I needed. Well, that horrid vision knocked me for a loop. Maybe I will reconsider Beverly's invitation. Hello?
Hi, package delivery.
Oh, fine. Question, do you know what day it is?
Why, it's Christmas Day, sir.
Actually?
No. The package is on the stoop.
Seriously, though, my phone isn't working. Hello? Hello? Speak up! Are you actually going to tell me what day it is?
Yes.
Is it? Wait.
It's the day I bring my home to yours, Mr. Bird.
Ah! Oh, God.
Come, be warm by the hearth. Feel the heat. Let it burn through you. There's nowhere you can run, Mr. Bird, for I am home. Merry Christmas. May your days be bright, and may the fires that consume you burn ever brighter.
Parkdale Haunt is an original podcast created and written by Alex Nursall and Emily Kellogg. This episode was written and directed by Alex Nursall and edited by Emily Kellogg. Engineering and sound design by Ian Bodie. Theme music by Phil Wright. Recorded at Pirate Toronto. Presented in partnership with the Frequency Podcast Network. You can find us and all the other Frequency podcasts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com. This episode featured the voices of Emily Kellogg, Alex Nursall, Ian Bodie, and Taylor Davis.